Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Peter Apathy and Carol Knuth here to talk about a victorious win at Race Across America, a 928-mile cycling race from California to Colorado. Thank you both for joining me this morning to talk about this adventure.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, okay, why on earth did what inspired you to take your bike out, not just for a little afternoon ride, but for a ride across four states, thousands of miles feet of elevation gain? This is not a race I've heard of before. I guess I think of cycling races, I think of like Tour de France and, you know, strange Europeans in very small shorts. And what was it, Peter, that brought this about? Because you were one of the men on the bikes, one of the four-person team. Carol, you were making sure they all actually made it. How did this come about, Peter?
Oh, it takes a special personality. That's for sure. I think it's something that lots of people can do, believe it or not, to ride that far on a bicycle. But the history for me a little bit is that I used to live in Miami before I moved to Alaska. And the Race Across America is something that I've known about for 40 years or so. And at the time when I lived in Miami, I actually trained for and participated in a similar kind of event that happens in France every 4 years.
Oh.
It's called Paris-Brest Paris. So it starts in Paris and it's kind of center of the country and goes straight west to the coast and back again. I ended up not being able to finish that, but it was something that I think I wanted to finish something like that at some point. But, you know, when I moved to Alaska, I just put all that on the table and kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
So a number of years ago, I happened to be at a meeting with a friend of mine, Dr. Janice Schufelt from over in Juneau, who expressed interest in this kind of event. You know, I want to do a really, really long ride. So I ended up being on the crew for her three different times. Once for a 500-mile ride in California, solo ride, and then twice for the Race Across America, which is 3,000 miles. And at some point I said, you know, I'd like to try this as a rider instead of just being in the car.
Awesome. So when did you kind of pull the trigger on, yes, I want to be one of those very special people who pedal that instead of drive along and support? When did you make the decision and then start training?
Yeah, it was probably in January around in there, kind of the beginning of the year. The race was in June. So it's now, so earlier this month, maybe a couple of weeks ago, we finished and had been training. The whole idea of training in Sitka, of course, is pretty hard to do because the weather's not real conducive to that and there's not a lot of roads. But there's kind of a new technology that's out that lets people do some real quality training indoors. And I've started doing that a couple of years ago and just have been building up. And without that, there's no way any of us, I think, could have done this event.
Yeah, so you were part of a four-person team. So you here in Sitka, and who were your other, your compatriots in this race?
So Dr. Schufelt was also a rider from over in Juneau. Also a former coworker, Bob Sita from Juneau. He actually used to live in Sitka many, many years ago. He rode as well. And then we recruited a fellow named John Cadigan from Eagle River to be the fourth person on the team. And he had we didn't meet him until we met him in the San Diego airport. I mean, we did some Zoom calls and that for logistics, but we didn't meet him in person until 4 days before the race.
Man, and that, and what a bond to have with someone. Of, I mean, I don't want to say bonding through trauma, but definitely bonding through a pretty rigorous activity. You had mentioned before, it's, you know, a third of the way across the United States. It's you know, over 900 miles. What did this route look like? And were, as a four-person team, you were taking it in relay. So which part did you get to pedal through?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, let's talk about that. Carol, so we had four people on the team and six crew, and Carol was one of the crew. Mm-hmm. And so maybe Carol can talk. She saw more of the route than I did, I think. Because
you're just like, stay upright, keep going forward.
She supported lots of different people, and I'll let her do that.
Peter had his nose to the asphalt, whereas I got to drive across the country at 12, 15 miles an hour. And so we had six people on the crew with three vehicles. We originally had eight people on the crew with four vehicles to support these four folks. But we had some challenges and ended up with the six person, three vehicles. And most of us had never met each other either. Mm-hmm. And our jobs were to take turns supporting crew and by driving, by navigating. That's a very important to have a physical paper book to navigate, because a lot of the area does not have cell service.
Right.
So you can't use GPS. And the official route is on this paper book. Then there's also food and water and any mechanical challenges that happen. And because it's a relay, there were always two vehicles with the riders. We'd either be right behind the rider to support them for safety, mm-hmm. or else then the other vehicle would go up ahead at a predetermined place or time and wait for that person to come in, and then that vehicle had the other person in the air conditioning who was eating, drinking, mm-hmm. putting their feet up a little bit, and then they would have to meet up in a certain way. They had to touch each other, and then they could go on. Things changed from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. because that's considered nighttime.
Okay.
So we had to do extra safety following right. at that time. So our crew of six just took turns. We had a support vehicle that kind of also carried all the other stuff, our clothes, mm-hmm. extra food, extra liquid, and did any shopping. There was an emergency bike shop need. They went out and did that. And no sleep for 3 days, and then all the preparation before, preparation afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine that like it's just as strenuous as actually riding the bike. I mean, with riding your bike, it's that physical stress of, you know, putting your body through the ringer to do that. And then in the support car, you're thinking of every possible and making sure the person on that bike doesn't have to think about anything else besides staying upright.
There was one, the desert was grueling, but it's all open and there aren't very many vehicles. However, there was one area, and I can't even tell you where it was, that Peter had to ride on a freeway and had to cross three lanes of traffic. Ooh, and I was in a support vehicle with someone else driving. And we just couldn't believe, why are they taking us on the freeway? And poor Peter, where is he? Yeah. Oh my gosh, he has to, we can't, it was at rush hour traffic. We can't even cross the three lanes. How's he going to do it? And then we decided, well, we had to get over and get up to a next spot and we'll wait at the turn for him. He never came. And I got a phone call saying, Peter's on the side of the road with a flat tire. He needs to go back and get him. And here it was this freeway and he didn't have a phone. He didn't have a way. He hailed down a golf cart on the side road who helped him out.
That was the worst possible place to have that happen.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Which is, of course, exactly where it's going to happen.
Yeah. Of course.
Your bike tire was just holding on just for that.
Yeah.
That was scary.
Yeah. Aaron, you asked about the route just a little bit. So just so people get a sense for this. So the race starts in Oceanside, Southern California. Mm-hmm. It's like halfway between L.A. and San Diego, let's say, and goes kind of southeast, goes under the south of the Salton Sea, and basically crosses Arizona from the southwest and diagonally up to the northeast, okay. just dips into the southern Utah just a little bit, and then ends up in Durango.
Nice. And yeah. Which part what leg of it were you responsible for?
Well, we did all of it. We rotated. So we had two teams, two pairs. Okay. That rode for roughly, let's say, 6 to 8 hours each. And they could swap on and off as much as they wanted.
Okay.
So for my partner, John, we tended to to trade off about every 45 minutes or so.
Right. Okay. That's a, that's an awesome way to do it. I mean, is there, is that like a common way to work a relay? I always think of relays of, you know, you're passing the baton, but that seems like a smarter way to do it when you're going for such a long distance to really pace yourself.
Every team, I think, does it a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. Some teams change every 15 minutes.
Oh,
if you
wow.
can imagine switching every 15 minutes for 928 miles, that talk about a burden on the crew.
No,
that's
kidding.
A big one.
Yeah. That's, wow, that is pretty, that's a lot. Yeah, a lot of things to coordinate and to figure out beyond just, you know, getting from point A to point B. And you guys, for your point A to point B, you won your category. So how long in a riding 45 minutes at a time, 928 miles, how long did you take you guys?
We won the whole race, Aaron, not just the category.
We won the whole race. So the time limit is 2 days and 20 hours. We finished in 2 days and about 12 hours or so.
Wow.
And when we finished, there was another four-person team that finished 9 minutes in front of us.
Oof.
So at that time, we just thought, okay, well, we still won our category because mm-hmm. they were younger than us and an all-male team. So we knew we had won our category, but we didn't think we'd won the whole race. And we went to bed thinking that, of course, and congratulating the other team. And then, but what we didn't know was there was a penalty that was under review for the other team. There's a 60-page rule book.
Oh my goodness.
And there was a infraction under review at the time. And by the next morning, we found out that they had been actually docked 60 minutes.
Wow. That's a
1 hour. They received a 1 hour penalty, which is pretty standard penalty, okay. You know, unless you're kicked out of the race entirely. That's a pretty big penalty. And because of that, we ended up being the overall winners.
Dr.
Schufelt.
Uh-huh. Dr. Schufelt. She's, you know, has been doing these races before. For the rest of the team, how many races have you all done like this?
Well, I've never done a race like this. So Carol's never crewed a race like this.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah. I mean, this is a pretty high note to start on to be a part of a winning team. Your first big race.
And I want to make sure that we mention that this was an all Alaska team and the average age was over 60 too. So that's pretty special.
Yeah, like you were like I misspoke earlier when I said you just won your category and the whole race. That's pretty amazing. So when's the next race? I mean, if you're on this winning trajectory, what's next for Team Alaska?
Pay the bills. That's the first thing we have to do. You know, rental cars, airplane tickets for the crew to get there, gas. I spent the most I've ever spent in my life for a tank of gas, for sure.
Oh. My goodness.
In Eastern California, it was $156 to fill the tank of the car.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was hot. You know, we ran the cars all the time, air conditioner going. Luckily, it was in the low hundreds not in the low 110s, which it had been the previous week. We were pretty lucky, I guess, in that regard.
Yeah. Yeah, things worked out pretty darn well. And, to have... What a difference from where you're training to, you know, the actual race. Definitely indoor cycling in a rainforest is a little bit different than going through a desert. But
that's for sure.
What you did, the heater on.
Just blasting heat.
Yeah.
I mean, what you did clearly worked. So, I mean, we're just about out of time here this morning. But what an amazing accomplishment. Way to go, Team Alaska, for four cyclists, six supporters, 928 miles, and doing Alaska proud. That's a pretty amazing accomplishment. And congratulations to all of you for what an amazing run.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
You're very welcome. Thanks again for joining me this morning. And hopefully we'll be hearing more about this team. I don't think you guys can hang up those cleats just yet.
Maybe not yet. Right. I have to talk to my wife about that one.
There you go. There's more discussions to be had. All right. Well, Peter and Carol, thank you very much for joining me this morning.